In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD, singer and songwriter Susan Cain. Hello, Susan.
Hi. How are you, Andy?
Doing fine, thank you. And where do we catch you today? Where are you living?
I live in Bedford Hills.
Okay, Westchester. Great. Your music has been described as Americana. There's that word again. Is that fair?
Yes, I think that's very fair, yes.
It's thrown around a lot. It encompasses a lot of things, I think. What does Americana mean to you?
Well, to me, it's sort of, I guess you could say it's a roots-based music. There's a lot of, I guess you'd say, twang in my music. I really kind of love old-school country. That's where a lot of my inspiration comes from. Americana sort of covers all those bases for me.
Well, you came into songwriting, I understand, later in your life. Is that true?
I did, yes.
Why did that happen? How did that happen?
You know, I think part of the reason is that a lot of the artists who I really looked up to and inspired me weren't really songwriters. Singers like Emmylou Harris and Linda Ronstadt are not really known as songwriters.
When you started writing music, what was the inspiration for that, though?
Well, really, the inspiration for it was I was in a band, and we were mostly doing cover songs, and then a couple of the band members started singing, doing original songs. So I figured, well, if I don't start doing this, I'm going to end up just being a backup singer.
Is it a living for you, music?
It's really hard to make a living from music these days. So no, I'm happy to say it doesn't have to be a living, but I really do feel that it's a calling for me.
Good deal. In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD, Susan Cain. You cover some Grateful Dead songs. What is it about Grateful Dead that that strikes you?
Love the Grateful Dead, and I've listened to them ever since their early days, and I think that the Hunter Garcia songbook is very sorely underappreciated. So on virtually every CD that I've produced, I throw in a couple of covers of theirs, and I just love reinterpreting their songs.
I love the version of Brown Eyed Women you did Mostly Fine CD. Really well done.
Yeah.
Had you not known it was a Grateful Dead song, you'd say, wow, that's a great one.
Yeah, I think that the lyrics are really sort of underappreciated in the world. So hopefully they'll be heard by a new audience.
The album is called Mostly Fine. Why Mostly Fine?
Well, that comes from a lyric in the song called Crying Babies. I think that if you get to this point in life and you can say that your life is mostly fine, that's great. Townes Van Zandt famously said that about music. He said, there's the blues and there's zippity-doo-dah. So I think that, sad songs make me happy. I think that if you sing about your feelings and try to get some insight into sad things in life, it can sort of make you feel better.
Exactly. The blues make you feel better.
Yeah.
You're not wallowing in your self-pity. You're trying to feel better is what you're doing.
And I think that if you can honestly say that things are mostly fine, that's really good.
You're doing well.
Nobody's life is perfect.
Speaking of sad but beautiful, the song Away is a beauty, and it is sad. Tell me a little bit more about that, and we're going to be playing that in a moment.
Yeah, well, that song was actually inspired by an article that I read several years ago in The New Yorker by Roger Angel, who is mostly known as a sports writer, but he wrote a beautiful article about his wife who had recently died, and it was sort of about how he realized that she was now sort of, from his perspective, frozen in time, how she was never going to know what was happening in his life. So it's really about mortality and how we go on and our loved ones they're just sort of, they're away, and you're just sort of trying to capture their memories.
Who else is on the album?
The fellow who produced it, Jeff Irick, plays bass on just about on every track. And then Peter Kahlo, who's a local guitar player who's fantastic, and David Burns, who's a fantastic banjo player, he's on one track. Dan Bonus, Abby Gardner, who was in a band called Red Molly, a trio of female musicians, is on there. Rich Zucker plays drums, and Gary Schreiner plays keyboards.
And do you have some shows coming up?
Yes, I'm playing at the Huntington Folk Festival on Saturday in Huntington, Long Island. And then I'm going to be at the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival the following week on Thursday and Friday.
And to find all this out and more about Susan Cain, the website is?
www.susancain.com.
Oh, that sounds perfect. What is a perfect day for you?
A perfect day.
Susan Cain.
I love to garden, so that would be, and the dahlias are coming up, so that would be when I've got a ton. tons of dahlia blooms to harvest. It would be actually, I would say, finishing a song. I'm not a real prolific writer, so, you know, I've got a few in the hopper, mostly in my head, so that would be finishing a song, I would say.
Susan Cain on 100.7 WHUD. You'll find her digging and gigging. Go to SusanCain.com. Thank you, Susan. Congratulations and good luck.
Thank you. Thank you, Andy.